Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for the opportunity to be all here together. Thank you for your scripture. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for everything. Everything that you're doing in our life, thank you what you're doing through us. It is a great blessing. Anyway, we most likely going through some difficult moments, each of us, but having you in our life, it's amazing. It's great. It's a strength. It's powerful. So we worship you. We praise you for that. We glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to be you speaking, not me. Please remove me out of the picture. Be you speaking to the church. Holy Spirit, touch the hearts and continue blessing us and giving us the word that we need to continue growing in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so as we know, this is the month of the Holy Week and Palm Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and everything like that. So we like to open a small series. And the series, we call it, Who is Jesus? Simple. And I think we already know, right? So if we know what I'm doing over here, I should leave and just continue with the life and reading the Bible. Because we already know who's Jesus, right? But if you don't know who's Jesus, I just want to share some stuff with you guys today that maybe is going to be blessing and continue bringing that growth that we need in our life. So as we know, the scripture is talking in, let's go really quick to John 14. And we go specifically to verse 6. John 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And today, we like to open the first Sunday, the word of the way. He is the way. Who is Jesus? He's the way. But what does that mean in our life? The way. Because in our concept, in our mind, it's simple. Yes, it's Jesus Christ. We accept Jesus as our Savior, and that's the way. That's the way that we can get to the Father. But there's more stuff over there that we like to share with you guys. Really interesting that He blessed me, and I just want to share with you guys. Starting with verse number 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus Christ talking. That's why he's in red. When he's in red, as you guys know, it's because he's talking. He's speaking. So he's saying, let your heart not to be troubled. So what I'm going to say now, try to understand it. That's what he literally is saying. Don't get confused. Remember, the Bible, we can read it in three concepts. Literally, spiritually, right? And also in our life through the Holy Spirit, we can read it as historically. Some those things happen in real life, okay? So literally, what he's going to say over here, we always say, oh, he's going to do some mansions physically, literally mansions in heaven. That's fine. We can talk about that. But like you guys already know me, I like to go a little bit more to spiritual also to bless our spirit to continue growing. Continuation number 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you might be also. So what he's saying over here, first of all, in continuation of that, he's talking about he's the way. What is the way? It's a path. It's a place or a creation of a form. It says also a tremble, like you create the path. So that way you can get to a point B from point A. But in order to do that, you need to do two things in your life. And the first one that I want to share with you guys is destination. There's a destination that you need to arrive, that you need to go. It's like the airplanes. It's like when you're traveling in your car, you have a destination. You're going from point A to point B. And you're not just going all over the place without any plans, without any destination. You need to know where you go. So that will help you to give a guidance in your life, give you order, organization, a structure, so that way you can get to that point. You go to Google Maps or maybe Apple Maps, and you put over there, oh, I want to go to Florida, for example. And it's going to show you different routes. It's going to show you different ways. And you will pick maybe the fastest way, right? Maybe. Some people say, no, I will just go through a straight route. Anyway, it's going to take me more time. It's going to be simplifying my life. So depending on your preference, you will pick the way. But Jesus is saying, I am the way to the Father. So I am the person, I am the human being right now in the expression of my Father God, that if you believe in me, Jesus Christ, hey, you can get to the Father. You can get to the destination. You can get to point B. Now, the first question that God is asking you, what is your destination in your life? What is your destination? Be a millionaire? Having the best job in your life? Yeah, maybe. Having the best beautiful wife in your life? Having a family? 2 kids, 3 kids, 5 kids? You establish that as an expectation, a destination in your life. I want that in my life. And you start planning, orchestrating everything to reach to that point B. But God is asking us today, what is your destination? Reach me, Father God? Reach heaven? What is your destination in your life? Because depending on that, you will orchestrate everything. Now, everything in the earth, as you guys know, is temporary. It will vanish. God is looking for you to have him as a destination in your life. Having that relationship with him, which is going to be creating in you, it will create in you a more stronger relationship. So that way you can survive anything in the earth, on the earth. Amen? Now, Jesus Christ, in order to do that, he's explaining over here, number one, don't get your heart troubled. Because I'm going to explain you something that is a little bit deep. In my Father's house, there's a lot of mansions. There's a lot of places that you can dwell, that you can reside or live. Okay? You can name it differently, right? You can say faith, you can say love, you can say everything. That's concept that you use to be in compliance with the word and also be reaching God and other people here on the earth. Now, pay attention. Jesus Christ is saying, I go to prepare a place for you. So he needs to go over there. He needs to prepare that place for you and me. So we can dwell in that place. Is this really a literally place, like a physical mansion? Okay, we can talk about that, yes. But I think Jesus Christ is talking about something more deep. He say, I have to die. I have to resurrect. I have to go to heaven. And I will prepare that place for you. What is that place? That place is himself. That's why he say in the scripture, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That's why if he died, resurrect, go to heaven, and now you say, now he's not here on the earth physically. Jesus Christ is not here on the earth, right? We have the Holy Spirit. I will leave the Holy Spirit for you guys so that way he can help you. But now I can say, I believe and trust in Jesus Christ. Because he prepared that place for me so I can believe in him. I can dwell in him because he died, resurrect, and go over there and prepare that place for me. Now I can say I dwell in him. Does that make sense in your life? So that's what Jesus Christ is talking over here. That's why in the continuation he say, I will come again and receive to myself that where I am, present time, in that moment where he was talking, I say, right now, where I am right now, at this moment, my relationship that I got with my Father, I want you to be. But in order to do that, I have to die. I don't know. I want to explode here because I don't know if you guys are feeling me or really understanding what I'm trying to say. He said, I have to die. I have to go over there. And now because I die and I'm over there, I prepare that place. Now you can dwell in me. So that way I will come again. And then because you are believing in him, he will take himself out of you because you are living his life. You are dwelling in him. You are like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that's what he's trying to say right now in this scripture to everyone over there. So if we continue reading over here, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. So he's explaining, you know the way. I already telling you, I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. They don't know the destination. But you and I already know what is the destination, which is reaching that relationship with God, our Father. And it's going to be through Jesus Christ. Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen to that. Hallelujah. That's Jesus Christ talking. His words. So, if we continue talking in Matthew and Luke, he's talking also in parables saying, go through the narrow door and the narrow path, because that one is going to take you to the life. What does that mean? When you look in the original Greek of the word narrow, it means removing obstacles. That's why the road and the door for perdition or lost is big. It's really nice and easy because there are no obstacles in your life. That's what the enemy wants in your life. He wants to just be free, open, nice, easy. It's difficult. The obstacles in your life is difficult because you're fighting every day against those desires, against the flesh and against all those things that is happening in your life. The enemy is always trying to take you out of that, putting you those obstacles. That's why it's narrow. You cannot go too far or to the right or to the left. Because that path, you have too many obstacles. But it's because us. The obstacles are created by our own flesh and desires. My obstacles are not the same as yours. You have your own obstacles. You have your own situations in your life. But it's always depending on you, how you react. If you want to get stuck in the point A, you're going to get stuck in point A. But if you want to go to point B, it doesn't matter the obstacles. You're going to keep moving forward because the Holy Spirit is going to continue helping you to reach point B, which is meeting the Father, which is meeting God in heaven. Hallelujah. We always thinking about eternal life and say, oh, eternal life, it might be going to be over there in heaven. According to the scriptures, it's right now. According to Scripture, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are living the eternal life. Now, what is beautiful, eternal life is not holding by time. There's not control over there. The time cannot control eternal life. So right now, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you start living the eternal life. You start living in love of God and love through each other, which is His purpose in our life. And more relationship with Him. And that's the way. That's the way that He wants us to live. Let's go to the scripture really quick. I want to show you Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12, it says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." That's your way and my way here in the earth, by the flesh. Okay? That's the one by you and by me, the one that you and I want, not the one that He wants. The way that He wants is different. It's perfect. And that's the one that you and I have to start looking for. That's the one that we need in our life, His way. Because His way, we will not have any problems. We will not have any problems. Yes, when I say problems, I mean you will have obstacles. But He will help you. He will make you comfortable to survive that and go over them. Because we will have them anyway. That will give you growth in your life. But the way that you and I have here on the earth is a way of death according to that scripture. It says, the way that it seems right for you and for me, it is a way of death. Because that's what we want, not what He wants. And we have to find out what is the destination. If the destination is reaching Him, okay, we are in the right path. That means we are in the right way. That means He's going to help us. And that's not a way of death. Because now that you have Jesus Christ in your life, you're living that eternal life, so you're living. You're not going to be dead. Anyway, in the physical body, you will die, you will live spiritually. You will continue. Isaiah 43:16. Thus says, "The Lord who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the story about Exodus. If we go to Exodus, let me go to Exodus 14. Let's go over there really quick. This is a good blessing over there. Exodus 14. We're going through verse 13 and 15. Gracias, Padre. Hallelujah. Redeem, Exodus 14, 13 through 15. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." Please see the Egyptian like all the obstacles that you have in your life. And God is telling you today, just stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. That's the only thing He's asking. And what does that mean, being still, waiting for Him, having the confidence that He will help you, that He will be covering you? That's putting the whole your trust is going to be in Him. In other words, it's not saying, it is saying, don't move forward because you want to. Just believe in God. Trust in God. He will help you. He will cover you. He will give you the deliverance. 15, continuation. Then the Lord said to Moses, check this out. Why are you crying out to me? It's like saying, I already talked to you. Why are you wasting your time crying out to me when I already talked to you and we need just to move forward believing in Him, having faith in Him? Tell the Israelites to move on. I already talked to you. That's God talking. Don't cry to me because I already talked to you. Tell the Israelites, move on. Walk. Move forward. Continue. Don't worry about the Egyptians. Don't worry about the obstacles. I will take care of that. You just need to trust in me. God talking, not me, John Melendez. But yeah, trust in me. I'm here to help you. So God is always over there covering you and protecting you, but it's depending where you're putting your trust. Because if you're putting the trust in your own ways, I don't know if you will have the support over there. What the scripture says, Isaiah. Isaiah 50, let's go to 55, 6 and 9. Seek the Lord while He might be found. In other words, there might be an opportunity that God will not be found in some moment in your life. If you have the opportunity, take it. This is the moment. Don't let it go. Seek the Lord while He might be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and their unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them and to our God, for He will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. What is the next one? Neither are your ways my ways. Thank you. Are my thoughts than your thoughts, right? That declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. His ways are amazing. So what is your ways right now? Are you really taking Jesus Christ into your life as your way to reach the Father and to live your life? Or are you just going by your own way? Don't worry, I got it. I can do it myself. I don't need you, God. I don't need you, Jesus. I can do it. Don't worry. We're going to fail. Most likely of you guys already experienced your life before Christ and after Christ. You know the difference. We know the difference. It is amazing having Jesus Christ in your life. You see the difference. His ways are going to be great in your life, but we have to continue believing in that and trusting in Him, the destination. Always have that. If you have that vision, you will continue doing everything just going over there. It's like Mike Dolsky when he's playing pickleball. You know, he has the vision where the ball is going. Hi, Mike. The same thing. It's the same concept. Where you have your vision is where you're going. I took the classes of motorcycle, and you guys maybe know. You know, if you turn your eyes to the right involuntarily, you're going to start doing like this, right? People that took those classes and know it's true. So where's your vision? Are you really vision your vision the destination in your life, which is being with your Father? Being like Jesus Christ? Because if you have that, then we are in the right path. We are in the right way with Jesus Christ. He prepared that for us. We just need to dwell in Him. So when He comes back, He just can say, oh, let me take myself, because He dwells in me, so it's me. Isaiah 57, 57, 14. And he will be say, build up, prepare the road. Remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. Hallelujah. For this is what the high and exalted one says. He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit. Sorry, contrite, my bad. We talked about that last Sunday. I will not accuse them forever, nor will I always be angry, for then they will faint away because of me, the very people I have created. I was enraged by their sinful greed. I punished them and hid my face in anger, yet they kept on in their willful ways. Don't look at me like that. Look at the Bible. That's God talking, the Father. He's saying, people, I desire going through their own ways. And according to this, he removed the face out of them. We need to be careful. He's here, he's near. Take the opportunity. He's right here. Proverbs 14, 14. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. Now, the second point that I want to share with you guys today is walking. Walk. Now that you have the destination, we need to walk. You have the path, you have the way. Jesus Christ is your way. He already prepared it. Now it's our turn to, number one, set the destination, and number two, to start walking. Nothing's going to happen if we just stand in a room without movement. We need to move. In order to share this blessing, we have to go to Genesis 5:21. And I think you guys already heard about this story, and you know about this story. So Genesis 5:21, it says, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God. How he walked? Faithfully with God. You and I sometimes want God to walk with us. Different. Because you want to go in your own way. And you say, God, walk with me. And God is telling you, no, you walk with me. I have the right way. My thoughts and your ways are not my ways. It's totally different. Walk you with me. Now, the principle over here that I ask God and I say, according to Scripture, Enoch lived 65 years. Pay attention to what it says. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God. 65 years, it doesn't say here that he was walking with God. Something triggered that movement. Something triggered a walking with God faithfully. And according to Scripture, it says after he was the father of Methuselah. Something happened over there in that moment. Something happened when he now is a father of this child. And now he started walking with God. And the only explanation that I have on this, it is just finding the definition of the name of Methuselah, which is a man of javelin, a man of war. So in other words, when we get to that type of mentality, knowing and understanding, this is not just living a nice life over here on the earth. We need to understand that we are in war all the time. There's a fight always going on A fight that the enemy wants to win for your soul. He wants to remove your soul. He wants to take it. Enoch, when he understood, and you guys know this is not included over here, but Enoch, according to the history, he wrote a book, and there's talking about what the creation of the demons and all that fun stuff that some people like reading that history, right? And that makes sense now. When you see that his son is born, the name is Man of Javelin, Man of War, and then he was writing about these demons and the story that how everything was created from that evil side. You say, it kind of relates a little bit. So that means when we understand and change our mindset and say, hey, this is a war. I'm fighting every single day against the enemy so that way I can save myself believing in God, trusting in Jesus Christ as my way to get to my destination. When I have that mentality, I'm walking faithfully with Him. I'm trusting now that this is against the enemy every time. Like we say before, he already is defeated, but we lose that mentality. We lose that mindset of he lost already. Jesus Christ defeated him. But sometimes, because he's always around, according to the Bible, trying to enter in your life so that way he can destroy you. And therefore, he will continue destroying your family. That's his goal. But when you have that mindset and understanding, this is a war. I'm fighting every day to be humble, to believe in God, in Jesus Christ. And the enemy is trying to pull me to his side every time. When I have that mentality, and I'm seeking always God that way, I'm walking faithfully with Him. Genesis 6:6. The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord say, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them. What happened after that? But Noah found favor in his eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:6. Okay, according to the Bible, when it says, but Noah found favor in his eyes, in the eyes of the Lord, number 9, it says, this is the accounting of Noah and his family. It means that Noah was walking faithfully with God. That's how he found favor. There's another translation, thank you, of Bible that it says that he was walking faithfully with God. The same thing. He was walking with God. And that's how he found favor. The same thing. But what is that? What is fidelity? What it means faithful? It means loyalty. It means that you are in agreement with God. And that you are following Him. Whatever is happening in your life, you will continue having that faithfulness in your life with Him. That reminds me a quote from I think it was a show that I watched, and this guy was really frustrated, really mad with his coworker because he was not loyal with him because he started bringing the problems to another person, and then he said to him, "Loyalty it means that whatever problem that you have, whatever situation that you have in your life, you come to me and talk to me. You don't go to another person and talk to that person. Because God is the one that he can help you and save you out of that situation. So that's loyalty. That's faithful. Being faithful to God. He say, don't go to anyone else, to another God or to another thing that he can maybe on the earth give you some comfort. God is asking you, come to me. That's showing you loyalty. That's showing him that you are faithful to him, that you are walking with him. That's why he was walking with God also, Noah. When we walk, we do not run. Walking with someone tells us about spending time with that person. Talking with that person, sharing, listening, living, and experiencing life together, which is worship. That's what God wants in our life with him. Did you ever have the experience of having a friend with you and, you know, let's go walk. Let's talk about life. I don't know, whatever. And you drain, you open your heart, also your friend. That's what God wants from us. He just wants to walk with us. And we walk with him in his ways, in everything. And you share with him everything. Living a life with him, an experience with him, talking with him. That's worship. Having always that mindset. Everything in your life, not just Sunday here, not just in the small group, not just Wednesday in the prayer, always also outside. When you're driving, when you are working, when you are at home, showering, all the time. That's what he wants. He's always there. He's waiting for you. You just need to pick the way and continue walking. Again, destination. Let's set it up. Let's continue looking to the Father. Orchestrate everything. Decide to believe in Jesus Christ. Move forward. That one is the one that is going to give you the blessing and the comfort to continue moving forward. That anyway, those obstacles are going to be there, nothing's going to happen. Inside of you, you will not be destroyed. You will continue and walk. Let's just continue walking. Don't stop. Let's dwell in him. Let's continue. He will continue blessing us. Proverbs 14:2, it says, he who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. Number 8 says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. But the folly, thank you, of fools is deceit. Do we understand his ways? If we understand his way, wisdom is coming. We are prudent, so we can move forward. That's what he wants. Jesus is the way. He starts with that. And we will continue talking about the truth and the life. But he set it up, everything. He's over there. Let's just believe in that. Have the confidence and faithfulness in that, and everything will be great. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before I go, if you need any prayer, if you need anything, I'm here to pray for you. So in other words, I know you want to hear the word, open the altar. It's open. God is having it open for you all the time. I don't have to open it. You're open to come over and dwell in him and praise God. If you feel like God wants to bless you, that means you understand you. That means you understand that you need him, that he's near you. Take the opportunity before he's not going to be near you anymore again. If you want me to pray for you, I can pray for you. If not, that's fine. We can continue praying for you. And like always, we will have people here at the end that he can pray for you. But continue trusting in God and Jesus Christ, that he's the way. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the your presence. Thank you for the blessing of you being here and talking to our life and continue blessing us. Because we believe that Jesus Christ is the right way to follow. And he set it up everything. So the first thing is believing in him. The second thing is walking on what he just put over there for us. You are my destination, God. Continue trying to reach you as my Father, to have a better relationship with you, walking in that, walking with you, rebuking any plans of the enemy. Because the enemy is always over there trying to take me out of your path. So I declare that your glory, your grace, and your favor is in us over here. That is blessing us and is continue building that relationship. Hallelujah for you, for everything that you're doing. Please continue blessing the church and everyone here in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Would you stand with us?